Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
A lot of people wonder what it's like when legendary WCCO radio calls you. You know, when you have your phone and pops up WCCO radio, you're like,
Does it pop good neighbor?
Does it pop up WCC radio? What number, Patrick James Ricey, was popping up for you?
The first it said potential spam, and then the next one said Gary Fitzenmauer or something.
Gary's a good neighbor.
I don't know who Gary is. Yeah. I don't know who Gary is, but so all of a sudden I said, wait a minute, I did say that we're going to do a little radio today.
Yes.
So that's
thank you.
That's okay. Sorry about that.
No.
You know, sometimes your phones are too smart for themselves. They keep telling you it's spam with. Because do they care if it's in my contacts or not? I don't care. Let me decide.
Oh, I don't. We normally agree, but I'm not with you on that. I'm getting so many spam calls. Here's what I would say to the brain wizards upstairs. Let's have a phone system where it says WCCO radio.
Yes, that would be good. You know what else
crazy
would be
idea.
Good?
Yeah.
You know what else would be good? That we never have 30 droplets of hail anymore. Because every day they're here at 8 in the morning,
yes,
knocking on the door, wanting
to
climb up on your roof. I spent a ton for a new roof 5 years ago. I'm not having a bunch of weenies put a $3,000 roof on my house.
No. And I get it. I get it now, too, Patrick. Hi, Chad. It's Eve. Like, we're friends. Hey, I'm in the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's right.
Can I just hop up on the roof?
I'm going to do you a favor here.
Exactly.
Yes.
All right, let's jump in.
What's going on, man? I hope you got a better idea than I do.
Okay. So what was your first reaction when you found out that Joe Pollett, I mean, let me just give the quote from a Phil Miller interview in your newspaper, Star Tribune, I don't think we could have imagined a better outcome than where we landed. Oh, my God. This is Joe Pollett announcing they're not selling the team, and they have two limited partners coming in. What was your immediate reaction when you found out the news?
You know, Joe, I've been at this a long time, and owners don't always tell the truth, but this is a problem. The lie detector would have went through the roof on this son of a gun. The idea that they were not, that it wasn't their idea to get rid of, you know, to make all these trades and cut payroll down to $125 million, which is where you said you wanted it when the season started. So,
yes.
And the other thing is, now I will say, they did spend $33 million, but that was to get rid of a player. So, that was,
and then save $70 million down the road.
Remember that story, though, that came out like a couple months ago that seemed really weird, that Joe might run the team for 3 years as the new owners came in? And they said, what the first thing they're going to do is say, Joe, pack him up.
Yep.
So I don't think he ever wanted to sell, right?
Never. No, I was told by somebody close to him that he absolutely unequivocally wanted this to fall through.
Well, he succeeded then. And I will say that when you're looking at this thing to buy it and to spend $2 billion or $1.9 or whatever it would be, you'd sure like to know what the TV situation is going to be, right? I mean, they're operating with $50 million less in local TV revenue, and you got to find out, is Manfred going to fix that? Apparently, Manfred's goal is to get all the regional TV money into a pot and divide it up. And I don't think he might not have a lockout from the players. He might have a lockout from the Yankees and the Dodgers and a few of those teams. So you know it's you know the guy in Tampa. I guess he must have money. He doesn't know what to do with because he's just going to go build one of those towns out in the jungle. You know, like they have in Atlanta.
That's what I was going to say. If Tampa can get $1.7 billion.
Yes.
With a team that, yes, is consistently good to very good, but no fan base and no stadium, you're telling me this team can't come close to that?
I gotta think it was there. I gotta think they just decided not to die. I gotta think that Joe and maybe some of the younger folks, this generation, were able to, convince them not to sell. So it'll be very interesting to see who the 15 percenters are, isn't it? What if the 15 percenters turn out to be Lori and A-Rod and Ziggy, you know? Then all of a sudden we'll love them, right? So.
Well, I did reach out to somebody we both know, Marty Davis, who loves baseball, and I said, are you the Minnesota group? And he goes, no, right? So, and speaking of Lori and A-Rod, just to remind people what a spectacular financial decision they made, the Portland Trailblazers today sold for $4 billion.
Yes, and there's
billion.
The Celtics sold for 10, so this is worth four minimum, because Portland doesn't have a new arena either, right?
No.
I mean, it's not a new arena either, so... Yes, they have a spectacular deal, but I just don't know what I really don't have any idea what the hell is going on. But
I think you've said it. He doesn't want to sell.
He doesn't want to sell, and I don't think people aren't falling over themselves to buy a team at Target Field when the state of Minnesota hasn't yet said we're going to keep that tax going to keep improving the stadium. And then, you can split, the Twins pay some of that too. But not only that, but the TV thing is just a complete mess. What do you, they haven't proudly told us how much Twins TV is bringing
in.
I bet it's lucky if it's $2 million, San Diego supposedly made $4 million off it last year. They averaged $40,000 a game. So.
It is very low. But we both know this. You have been on sports longer than me. There are billionaires who want to own teams.
It
doesn't make sense maybe in the day-to-day of owning it, but you know when it makes sense? When they sell it. Also, it's the ego thing. So when there's going to be some very good reporting, I'm going to be very curious when some other names come out and what they're going to say about how close or how unwilling this Polak group was to sell this team.
Yes, that's interesting. By the way, you mentioned our mutual friend, Marty.
Yeah.
I don't want him as my minority owner. I'm sorry.
I mean, we might.
Marty wants to talk for any ball club he's involved in.
Yeah. So, he might have Donald thrown out the first pitch, though.
Yeah, he could have Donald to throw out the first pitch.
What if he's our minority? Our minority owner, Patrick? Come on, the Trumps.
Tell you right here on
let's
the
go.
Neighbor, my favorite ever Marty story.
Sure, let's
you
go.
Know, Marty and I are on a little different political spectrum, right? I mean, I'm a lifelong lefty, and he's not. And he had Trump out there for that fundraiser in 2020 and Wednesday, and on Friday, Trump got COVID, right? They announced he had COVID.
That's correct.
So 7:30 in the morning, I get up, and I think Marty will think this funny, so I texted him, thanks for giving Trump COVID. And he did not take it.
He did not.
We took every precaution known to man, blah, 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 blah.
There might have been someone else who's involved in this conversation who might have called him and told him that. So no, I have learned a lot of my sense of humor from you, and we both did the same thing.
He probably didn't like hearing it the first time, but less the second.
Exactly.
So anyway, he's a great guy.
Oh, Marty's great. Okay,
he loves baseball too, but I'd love to have him on it because he'd be Ray Kroc.
Oh my God,
he'd be on the microphone apologizing for the performance and stuff like that. So
all right, hang on, we got to talk more about it. I got to squeeze in a break. Patrick Roycey is with us. More on the Twins, the poll ads, and this decision. We'll get to that in moments. All of us who have a house, condo, cabin, whatever you might have. A lot of times it's just a pain on that place, all right? You don't know what's going to happen next. How about your windows? You really don't think about your windows until a bird flies right into it and causes an issue or a crack or it's not as cool or hot in the house as you want it. Here's what you can do. Reach out to a company in business for 100 years. Pella. Pella Windows and Doors. PellaNorthland.com. Go to PellaNorthland.com. Have them come out and schedule a free home visit. Doesn't matter if it's a mansion like Harrington has, or did I just call you Harrington?
Called me Harrington.
Harrington. Yeah, Harrington.
Like every elementary school teacher I had on the first day
of school.
Isn't
your last name Harrington? I could swear it was.
No, definitely not.
It's Hartman?
Oh, God, no.
Harrigan's Mansion or just the little shack I've got. Either way, they'll come out. They'll work with your style, your budget, and they'll get things done. If you want to go where, let's just go with Harrington going forward, where Dave lives in Woodbury, they got a showroom, or where I live in Plymouth. And right now, what a deal from Pella. What a deal from Pella. 72 months, 0% APR, or 20% off your Pella project. They'll get your last name correct. They'll make you a good deal. PellaNorthland.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right back with Patrick Roycey. Here's another thing, Patrick. Why not, if you're going to make this decision, announce the limited partners along with the decision?
Yes, yes, yes. I agree with that 100%. There's no hurry to announce this in the middle of August. You can tell us a month from now that you're going to keep the team. What do we care?
Yeah.
You know, it's just spending a lot of people would be speculating, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know, but I was trying to think. You remember, Calvin didn't exactly leave here on a glory of popularity in 1984.
So, that's an understatement.
But it was never quite this venomous, and then I was trying to figure that out, and it isn't too hard to figure out because everybody has an outlet to express their outrage, which they didn't have in 1980. You know, 1984, they had to call Hobbs' house and say, we're not. Yes. I'm not happy. I'm sitting here drinking, and I'm not happy about Calvin.
Very either politely or drunkenly. Well, okay, so I was talking about this. Most unpopular decisions in Minnesota sports history. Norm and the Stars leaving has to be number one.
Oh,
right?
Sure, number one. I think the fact that they were going to sell, and then the venom that was raised and pointed at them for various reasons, I'm not sure that it's as crazy as we think. I mean, it's as crazy as I think. The first night they were back, after the whole purge, they had 27,000 people there. So, I still think people go to the ball games because their kids want to go or their group wants to go or somebody like that. Baseball in general is not as popular in Minnesota as it used to be, because we got soccer and all that other silly stuff. But as far as the amount of noise people can make now, this is one of the all-timers, I would say.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And there's some in the hindsight category because we're getting those, Ortiz. Okay, yeah, a lot of people thought he was going to be Senior October when he left, right? And it can't be drafts.
The fact that he – you had a chance to get Jose Morbon in the first of all in the draft, so that was good. But it is amazing how long he stayed on the market before somebody gave him $900,000.
Yeah, we gotta remember that. I will say this: you're right. The platform is out there. I really think this town is so angry, and we can debate if it's proportional or not. But right now, if I'm working in that ticket office and I'm some 28-year-old and I'm making a small number and my incentives are selling season tickets for 2026, I'd be looking for another gig right away.
Yes, I think so. And, of course, the ticket office is not calling up and telling you want tickets now. You got to do it all online and stuff. And to me, the greatest scandal is they don't hand out tickets anymore. That's the greatest scandal. But this is second. I don't know. The loudest people here on this thing are as loud as we've ever had since. Norm was. If Norm had occurred in this in this generation, it would have been. At least Norm left with class when he went down to Detroit. Dallas, that was down in Dallas when he made the announcement. He basically told us all to die.
It's very nice. It was a very,
thanks for the time in Minnesota. It was like, I can't wait to be rid of you scumbags.
So, he basically had Rupert and Charles poop on us as he left.
Right.
The great dogs. So... These weren't financial decisions, is he trying to convince us now that this off season they're going to take a different approach? Because he said we're aligned differently, we're ready to go, and with these new limited partners, that payroll is going to jump up?
Chad, what difference does it make? You had one of the best bullpens in baseball, and you just gave it away.
Yeah.
Who are you going to go get that's going to turn this around any haste whatsoever? You've started rebuilding. You might as well stay on that path because signing some guy, signing the next Correa is not going to change
it. Oh, I agree.
Change a team here. Sign Joe Ryan tomorrow. Sign Ryan Jeffers tomorrow. Sign those two guys.
Yep.
To long-term contracts, and that will prove to us it's different. But if you got Ryan Fitzgerald playing second, Mickey Gasper catching, it's a long way to Tipperary, as they used to say. So don't be stupid and think you're going to go throw money at some guy that's going to just, change the thing.
Have you met Joe? I don't think Joe's calling card is astute. business decision making.
No, no. But what I'm saying is, this is now you set up a 3 or 4 year process.
Yeah.
Give us a couple more Kieschels, you know. Give us a young guy like that. They got two guys in Wichita, Jenkins and Culpepper, who look like great players. What they need more than anything is a phenom. I've been saying that for 3 years. Their lineup, like a month ago, they only had one position player under 27. They just had a bunch of old, mediocre guys. I wrote the other day in my column, hey, we got Ty France. Come on out and get him. See him get hit by a baseball. That's really thrilling. Come on, I can't wait. I love those hit by pitches.
Yeah, it's fascinating. You know, so, yeah. It's the same as a hit. Yeah, I'm watching parts of these last two games with the Yankees, and I feel like I'm paying attention.
God,
and I'm like,
unbelievable.
I feel like I'm Charles. You know, they do a great bit on TNT when Charles Barkley, who he play for. Right? Or Charles has to guess. I feel like I'm watching the Twins and I'm going,
yes,
who he right. play for? He's played for the Twins. Who is that guy?
Yes, I love, you know, as a big fat guy, I kind of like Erasmo Ramirez, but he's been with 23 teams. So that's, you know, and then that guy that pitched the other day, Arena. You know, Arena's been with four teams this year.
Yeah.
It's what are we doing? You can't start talking about how you're going to change because you know, but think how bad this – now he just missed a month, but think how bad this team would have been if Buxton wasn't the best player he'd ever been until July 30th or something like that. So you got a long – I didn't like this team from the start when they won. And even when they won 13 in a row, I couldn't figure out what was going on. But you start building back up here. Don't go out and spend a lot of money on some 30-year-old because nobody's going to come to the game anyway. So
no. It's just I don't trust Joe in trying to win something back and telling Felfi. Because you're right. Because of how badly they played and then they went for complete implosion and plenty of that money related, you have to own it for another year plus.
Yes, right.
Get two top draft choices. Get Walker Jenkins up here next August and see where you're at in 27.
I didn't. And this Culpepper, the kid they drafted last year, doing great down there.
Yep.
He's an infielder and blah, blah, blah. But I only lost my confidence in Joe the first day that they had the thing out at the Mall of America Rotunda. And there was he and the famous baseball man, Juice Sutton, were out there. I think Juice Sutton. And they were announcing the whole new era of Twins baseball. Then they showed us a new hat that looked like the Marlins. And then they had this blue collar crowd out there and they had a stand there where you could buy jerseys for like $350.
Yeah, that works.
So, the whole new era of Twins baseball is nobody can afford to buy a jersey. That's the whole new era of Twins baseball.
And also, you need to buy a jersey to know who the hell is playing.
All right,
I'll let you go. Enjoy the day. Thanks so much.
I got to look at the lineup. I hope Mickey's in there again today. I'm
clean up,
excited.
Baby.
I like him. He looks like he should be dancing at back in the place in New York in 1976. Mickey, get rid of them. You can't hit. Get rid of the mustache, for God's sake.
Well, I know a guy in 1976 had a pretty good mustache.
Oh, I did too. I was ready for disco, except I was about 100. I'm 100 heavy to go out there.
You're saying Studio 54 wasn't your place?
No, I think they would. I think I would have stood behind the rope a long time before they waved me in.
That'll probably be the line we put on the podcast. Nothing about the Twins at Studio 54. I would have stood behind that line for a long time.
For a long time. See you later.
All right, see you. The best. I mean, it's not even close. Patrick Royce.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I walk into this willing to laugh and willing to just, I'm not going to be an easy mark, but I'm also not going to be a no chance.
I think you're even hoping to laugh.
I would prefer to laugh right away. Who doesn't want to laugh?
I love to laugh.
Yeah. I listen to 3 to 6 on this station. I laugh frequently.
At the content or? Just the guy trying to put it on.
Both.
Mm-hmm.
Both.
I get that.
You get sad about it.
I do. It
yeah.
depresses me.
Yeah. I mean, we both have different reactions. Make me laugh, and you win Adam Sandler tickets. You have 60 seconds. Jim, let's bring Jim in first. Jim, are you confident at this point?
Well, you never know. I'm always confident, so we'll see.
I like it. I like a man or a woman who's always confident. Jim, you have 60 seconds. Start right now.
All right. What's 5 inches long, has nuts, and can make a woman's belly grow?
Here we go again. I mean, we have a theme, Dave, with our audience. Go ahead and tell it to me again, Jim.
What's 5 inches long, has nuts, and makes a woman's belly grow?
I don't know, Jim. What is it?
Snickers bar. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Yeah. Yeah. Good, just not good enough. Dave, is that fair?
Yeah.
You're not even going to give a good enough.
I'll be honest. I had the punchline figured out very quickly.
Oh, okay.
So
I didn't realize we had a comedy savant over here.
No, I'm just saying.
I didn't realize Carter. This is so Carter-like.
I've heard a couple jokes, heard a couple riddles before. I think I've heard that one, or else it just came to me. It's a candy bar.
This is like a Carter scene, Godfather. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. Not as good as I would have done. You know,
it was a good effort.
Yeah, Coppola.
Fine effort.
I could have dodged that one. Angela, thank you so much for calling in. Are you naturally funny, or is this out of the ordinary for you?
This is out of the ordinary for me, but I've known this joke for about 40 years. It's
okay.
Pretty bad.
All right, Angela, you're on the clock. Let's go. Give me the joke.
Why did the monkey fall out of the tree?
Dave Harrigan, why did the monkey fall out of the tree?
Well, I'm going to leave it to Angela to tell us the answer
Let's
to that.
Let's go, Angela. Why did the monkey fall out of the tree?
Because it was dead.
Jeez. I mean.
That's a giggle.
I mean, it's kind of brutal, and it's not make Angela laugh or else it would have won. I mean. I'd like to say you won, Angela, but wow, it's a tough one. Thank you, Angela. I don't know. Should I have laughed at that one? I mean,
I was close.
Very close?
I was close.
Because it was dead.
I just like the bluntness of it.
I guess I'm chortling now afterwards. Not soft.
Mm-mm.
You know? Oh, do we have Ben now? Ben! How are you, sir?
Hello. Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Ben, you have 60 seconds starting right now.
So this is kind of touching on the subject in the news lately with the male cheerleaders, but do you know why the Green Bay Packers don't have cheerleaders?
Why don't the Green Bay Packers have cheerleaders? Ben, you tell me.
It's because they can't find 12 sober women with all their teeth.
I liked it. I know it's a Minnesota cheap shot, and normally I'm, you know, I rise above the Minnesota cheap shot. Not there. I went with it, Harrigan. What'd you think?
That was all right. I like that one. Good job, Ben.
Yeah, Ben, very good. Very good. Ben, let's be honest, Ben, there's also some truth to it, right?
Right, right.
Ben, thank you very much for calling in. Do you like Adam Sandler?
Love Adam Sandler. Really? And I got to say, October 22nd is mine and my wife's 20th anniversary.
Oh, man. If you would have told, I'm glad you told me afterwards, and I genuinely laughed. I probably would laugh no matter what. So, does that mean she's staying home and you're taking a buddy?
No.
Yeah. All right, Ben.
That'd be awesome.
You will have a great time. Enjoy St. Paul. Enjoy the concert. And most importantly, happy anniversary.
Thanks, Chad.
All right. We're going to play again the next couple days. Not me. The man who judges comedy very harshly, Adam Robert Carter. So you'll really need to bring it the next couple days because he could see Chappelle, let us be. I don't know. I was expecting a little bit more. So good luck the next couple days with Adam. Jason joins us next on CCO. Do you have any problem with KISS? Kennedy Center?
No.
Honoree?
No.
No.
That's fine. They've had a heck of a run.
No. Gloria Gaynor, I'm just assuming she must be a Trump supporter, right? She's
seemed that way.
Or we're missing some maybe amazing charitable work she does. I don't
Could
know.
Be.
Sly Stallone, clearly a Trump person, but he's Sly Stallone.
Rambo and Rocky on the resume?
I didn't want to host it.
Let's play it again. Play the soundbite.
Oh, it's so good.
You got to give me
I don't think
there.
It's as good as the grass one. He's
now,
just,
did you hear, though, I'm going to play at 5 o'clock, the recording that the New York Times got of him in the meeting with the Kennedy Center Poobahs.
I've not heard that.
Where the idea of floating of the idea of Trump as the host. Oh, it might contradict this.
This is Donald at one point during the press conference reluctantly talking about himself as a possible host. Uh-oh.
Probably should turn the thing on.
Yeah, turn the thing.
I've been asked to host. I said, I'm the president of the United States.
Yeah.
Are you fools asking me to do that?
Yeah.
Sir, you'll get much higher ratings. I said, I don't care. I'm president of the United States. I won't do it.
They said, Susie.
Please. Yeah. And then Susie Wiles said to me, sir, I'd like you to host. I said, okay, Susie, I'll do it.
Yeah.
That's the power.
When Susie says, you got to do it.
Susie's a pirate, apparently. Yeah. You know. Well, you have some more sound to play in the 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, D-Rush Hour News headlines.
Yeah,
so scoop. That's hot.
So there's this place called Gloucester Township, New Jersey suburb, not too far from Philly, about 70,000 population. They're now threatening to toss the moms and dads in the clink for bad behavior from the kids. The juvenile offenses that fall
under
the law.
Our text line just get in charge of,
exactly.
of the law?
28 in total, where you're potentially going to the clink.
All right.
The sneezer, as your boy Cook will call it.
Sure.
Disorderly person. Immorality. Destruction of playground equipment. Loitering, of course, than other ones. Assault, mugging, drunkenness, and drug dealing. The police said in a statement, if a child is repeatedly found guilty in juvenile court, their caretaker could face up to 90 days in prison or fine of up to $2,000.
Nothing better for parenting than taking a parent and throwing him in the clink for 30 or 90 days.
Yeah.
That'll be great for the kid.
Right. I have no problem if a gun is left out.
Yep.
Right? And then
you were negligent.
Right. We had the situation in Ohio where the parents were completely negligent, wouldn't even go to the school, didn't tell the school what was going on, and the child killed other students. It's just horrifying.
Egregious, yeah.
Right? But, okay, immorality? Yeah. Well, who's determining that, by the way?
I believe the Kennedy Center Honors now decides. I don't know. I mean,
disorderly person, you know?
I get the, like, the frustration with, like, the repeat offenders.
For sure.
And you're like, can't a parent, like, be a parent?
Yep.
But also, like, come on now.
I get it, too, because, and you were talking about this a little bit the other day, and I tried to make the point with Major today, too, where the Democrats, when they're pushing back on Trump, when they've got
the data. I heard you guys. I thought that was very good.
I think the Democrats can't just be stats.
Here's the data.
Right?
Also, they're comparing the data to last year or the year before. We're happy for you. We're glad it's going down.
Right.
But that's not how most people experience life. You remember what it was like before.
Or, you know, and we both defend all the things to do in Minneapolis and also acknowledge other parts which aren't as safe.
That's what makes everyone hate us.
Right. It does. But the average person who is willing to go to Minneapolis and then they blame everything that happens everywhere in Minneapolis on downtown Minneapolis, looks at this story recently where it just doesn't end with smashing windows.
400 cars over a month.
Right. And if the Democrats are just going to cite stat
after
stat,
we're
fine.
Crime's down.
People are going to say, now, wait a second. That's actually my car that I'm going to park.
Yeah. It's even worse, I think, that sort of gaslighting on it makes people more upset than just acknowledging, like, we have a problem.
Yeah. Say, Mr. President, we get that you care about this. Let's offer up a partnership. Let's offer up more police. Because right now, if you look at what's happening in D.C., the National Guardsmen are on the National Mall just posing for pictures and on their
phone. In D.C., they could use more prosecutors and judges. And who runs that? Oh, by the way, it's the federal government.
Exactly.
So let's really solve the issue.
Jason's coming up next. Certainly the twins and the Pollads will be a part of the conversation.
I have a take on that one.
Shocker. And he really wants Joe Pollad on the show. Let's be honest.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.